I'm just going to come out and say it. The chats have been quiet for way too long. You guys know exactly what I'm talking about. The chats, the ones who made Smoko, Australia's national anthem, essentially, they just disappeared for 2 years. Where have they been? It's 2025. Okay, not 2 years. It's been months. Okay? It feels like years. Absolutely feels like years. Where have they been? There's been no albums for, you know what? There's been no albums for a long time. As an American, I don't have access to their live shows, right? Because if you're from Australia, absolutely they have live shows over there all the time. I assume, I don't know. I don't have boots on the ground getting their updates, you know what I mean? But yeah, I that's the thing. The chats have not been active. They have not had any new albums for a while. And I'm just wondering what happened to them, man. But the thing is, this seems to happen to every band that I enjoy, at least a little. Anyway. Far be it for me to judge and to tell another band what to do, but like, come on. Come on. This happens so often. It's so annoying. Like, I'll fall in love with a band, and all of a sudden, I don't hear from them for years. You know what I mean? Like, I know they're probably cooking in the studio. They're probably working on something. But if they're not, then they're not. You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing about any project, really, is that you have to start it. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just wait for someone else to do it. And I'm telling the band, the chats, hey, man, I'm waiting for another album, and I'm waiting for another banger. You know what I mean? Ever since Smoko, every song they released is so good. But that tells me one thing. If they are working on another album, they're working hard. Because the thing is, they do not release, like, flops. Even their older albums are really good, right? Like, I'm the best person in the world. I'm the best person in the world. Simple song, yet it gets the point across. But the thing is, even the simple songs have good structure to them. So, yeah, I think maybe if they are working on an album, they know exactly what they're doing. They're taking as long as they need. It just sucks, you know? I'm an impatient person, and I'm spoiled. I am absolutely spoiled. I want it now, now, now. That's me right now. I sound like a fucking toddler, dog. I have a mortgage. My girlfriend made jambalaya the other day, and it's spicy. I don't know if that picked up on the mic, but I coughed and hiccuped. I don't know if that's normal. You guys let me know if that's normal. Anyway, okay. Aside from the band The Chats, which I absolutely love, I'm sorry. I just got caught off guard. I was just floored by this post that I saw. And it's this guy called Profound Pondering on YouTube. And just the titles of his videos are really good, okay? These are his actual titles of the videos. If you keep carrying old bricks, you'll keep building the same house. And another one. As long as you have yourself, you have someone. I like that. Another one. Take yourself seriously. Another one. Let yesterday be yesterday. Okay, another one. The past is in your head. The future is in your hands. Come on, that is so profound. Another one that I actually agree with. Like, I'm pointing these out so you guys go watch him on YouTube. Profound Pondering, it's called. And another one. Growth isn't always comfortable. Another one. When you expect nothing, you gain everything. Not sure I agree with that one. All you have to do is be you. I agree. You lose nothing in trying. I agree. Oh, that's all of them. Yeah, I saw this on a post on Instagram, and I agree. To all of those. That's profound thought right there. Maybe if I think hard enough and I ponder hard enough, the chats will make another album. You know what I mean? You know who else needs to make another album? Allagach. I don't know if I'm saying it right. It's a band. It's a kind of a metal band. Melodic metal band. There we go. From Oregon. I did not know. Like, I'm still blown away by this, right? We mentioned it months ago on the podcast because T-Rex Morgan, when he was a guest on, he was related to someone in the band. That's fucking sick. Like, holy shit. Such a small world, too. Like, really, because, like, there are a few, Okay. I have to preface this, okay? I'm an American. And I know some of my listeners are from Europe, from across the pond, basically. You know, I won't generalize and just say Europe. I'm saying, like, some other countries. Anywhere outside of the United States, on the other side of the world, countries tend to be smaller. My state is the size of the entirety of England. Like, am I saying that right? England's a... Hang on, let me check this out. Because I know I saw some comparisons before, and it's a crazy amount. Like every country you know can fit inside of Texas or something like that. Okay, I knew I had to Google this. I was definitely wrong. The UK, not just England, the UK. The entirety of the UK almost fits inside of one state, California. Okay, that's pretty damn big. It's pretty damn big. But I know Alaska will dwarf the UK, like for sure. And don't get me wrong, we have all this landmass, but those of you listening over there on the other side of the world, we are not doing anything with it. The United States is fucking massive, and we have land that is never touched, like, because we're scared to. Appalachian Mountains, look into it, okay? If you're from the other side of the world, if you're not from the United States, look up the Appalachian Mountains. That's some scary shit. I don't know how to explain it, but imagine an entire state or an entire province, but it's just full of monsters. I wish I was joking, but like, it's partially true. You know, like there's some horror stories coming out of the Appalachians. And I love it. It's absolutely insane. Don't go over there. But, you know, if you want to, you can go ahead. Just don't go outside after dark. It's like a fucking Minecraft server. I miss the chats, dog. I just, like, I can't get over that, you know? It's been bugging me this whole time because I thought, oh, man, you know who makes great music? The chats. And I look up their last album, 2022. It's 2025, dog. Where are you? Listen, if you want to know how serious I am about the chats, you got to understand that I never go on a band's website because they're normally very choogy and boring. They're just trying to sell you a bunch of merch. I finally went on the chats website. Do you know what I found? Two tour dates for the United Kingdom. That's it. Two. Oh, well. It is what it, Jesus, that echo is actually reverberatingly loud. I'm kind of in an echo chamber right now. Not literally. I mean, like... Yeah, actually, no, literally, not figuratively is what I meant. I paint. What? Sorry, I've been getting a lot of those TikToks. Ever since TikTok was back, I'm just getting Family Guy clips. Googled more into it. The chats did a Rolling Stones interview. In 2019, oh my god, there's nothing recent, man. Like, if you want recent updates of the chats, I hate to say it, but there is not much. You know what I mean? And I really used every single inch, every single moniker, everything, every single bit of brain power that I had. Of course, your brain can always use a bit of help. Thanks, Magic Mind. Gonna take a shot real quick. The little mental performance shot that could, you know? That's all it took, and now my brain's gonna thank me. And of course, last night, before I went to bed, I decided to take a Magic Mind sleep performance shot. So I'm running on all cylinders right now. And I'm telling you right now, it's important to get good rest. But here's another thing, right? Here's a very important thing. Forgot to mention it last week, but it's kind of important. I do not like melatonin. I do not like melatonin. So Magic Mind Sleep Performance Shot Formula does not have melatonin in it. So I don't have to worry about that. I get weird melatonin dreams and I can't. I don't like those, you know? In the past, I've tried melatonin to help me sleep. And no, it's just not my thing, you know? Magic Mind, on the other hand, that was absolutely perfect. That's what I needed, and it's not habit-forming. The one I just took right now, though, is the mental performance shot. That one you take with your morning coffee. And for me, it's morning right now. I actually just, not too long before recording, made my cup of coffee. I have mentioned it in the past, though. The reason I'm such a big fan of Magic Mind is because they have the lion's mane in there as one of the main ingredients. And the thing is, I've dealt with lion's mane before in other supplements, and I didn't like how the chalky flavor was. But with Magic Mind, you just take a shot, and you know, it's in you. It's that simple. So get 45% off the Magic Mind bundle with the link in my description, magicmind.com/wheatjan. That's magicmind.com/WHEATJAN, link in the description. And every time you use that link, you're helping out the podcast. And we really do appreciate Magic Mind for reaching out and helping us out. Thank you, guys. Now, if you don't mind me, I'm going to let some more light in. I have these curtains behind me. And like where I'm recording, oh, my neighbors can see me. Let's just close that. We don't need natural light anyway. From where I was sitting and recording, if I open the blinds, it's very clear what I'm doing. And I don't know. I don't like being watched. Listen, my last recording studio, I'm not going to lie, it was completely different than the one I have now. That's because it's not a recording studio. I'm recording in a kitchen. My kitchen, to be specific. Our kitchen, I'm sorry. The funny thing about it is it's open. It's very open concept. You know what I mean? Like, opening the blinds, the world could see me with my underwear on. It's that simple. And one of my coworkers said, it's not really your house if you can't walk around naked. And first off, where do you live? It's freezing right now. I'd rather not do that. I'd really rather not do that. Second of all, the chats are from Australia. They don't got to worry about that. It's warm over there. It's warm over there, right? That's the thing, right? Is it warm in Australia? Let me know. If you hear a bunch of shuffling around, I'm moving some magic mind boxes. There we go. Okay. That's it. Oh, okay. That's new. I don't like that midway through recording, things start going a little unhinged. Not because of anything in particular. I mean, like, I move stuff around. All of a sudden, the table's legs are loose. Like, one good shake and they'll fall sideways. This is new. This table is not new, though. That's the thing. This table is old. This is from the original podcast studio, but I have a different covering on it. And by covering, I mean no covering. There's no covering. It looks like granite if you don't. I'm scared. That's all. I have a painting that's been sitting on the desk. It's really pissing me off because I have not finished it, nor have I had the idea to finish it. Damn it, I gotta finish that. I gotta work on it, but not because of... I don't know how to explain it. I really messed up on the tree trunk. My girlfriend said, I love it, though. And I'm like looking at it, and I'm like, the proportions are off, you know? It would be like... it'd be like if you were drawing someone... And you, like, everything else was perfect, but you made their nose huge. Like, massive. That's kind of what I did with this. Because the tree trunk is fucking thick. For a tree trunk that thick would be, like, on an oak tree. And the branches are from, like, a... sassafras? I don't know how to explain it. I'm a big art guy right now. How you doing? The chats! Where are the chats? They don't chat enough. I get. Look, these. I don't like it. Did you hear that clinging? Did you hear that ping? I moved slightly, and I just hear. I have a feeling any minute now this table can collapse. I'm gonna get my drinks off of it, just in case. I don't know how to explain what I'm dealing with right now, but this table makes some unique noise, and it's not good at all. This is definitely something I should look into soon, maybe after the recording. Because the thing is, I don't know. This is a new noise. Uh-oh. You heard it though, right? Please tell me. Let me go back here. Did it pick up on it? It did pick up on it. I heard that. Okay, it's stabilized right now. I don't know what that is. I'm looking around. There's no cables touching the leg or anything, right? I don't know. I do not know. Okay, I'll have to deal with that later. This has to do with musing what I'm about to talk about, but it's definitely something that I like. A lot. Not for any particular reason. I don't know. A lot of people are saying that this song on TikTok, which a couple made, a really cute couple made, it sounds like you're being tucked into bed at night as a child. And it's called Axolotl. There's an axolotl on the pink stairs. It's catchy. It's really catchy. I've seen it several times now. And I don't know why. I don't know why it got so popular, but at the same time, I kind of do get it, you know? Like, I found comfort in it, you know what I mean? With all the stuff that's going on lately this year, it's been crazy. But you hear that, and you just want to sit there. You just feel cozy, you know? To get a warm glass of milk. It's sweet. It's wholesome, you know? I think that's the term. It's very wholesome. The thing is, too, I don't know how to... I don't know... You know, like, how to explain why it's comforting. It's kind of sad at the same time, too. It's like a lot of people didn't get that growing up. You know how there are people that talk about how their parents sung them lullabies when they were going to sleep at night, when they were kids? A lot of adults didn't get that. You know? It's kind of sad, really. But at the same time, that's just the reality of it. So to hear that, it sounds like... that's what it is. It sounds like a lullaby you would sing your kids to put them to sleep. And... A lot of the comments reflect that. A lot of the comments are saying stuff like, yeah, I mean, you know, this would have been what puts me to sleep. You know what I mean? This would have put me in the dreamland. Population me. I don't know. Kind of sad. the amount of people that didn't really have the traditional growing up. You know what I mean? They had the whole, I hate to say it, but like where I'm from, they had the whole like rugged, the whole, ponte las pilas, you know, you don't get love, you don't earn this, you don't earn that. It's like, damn, man. You know what? Psychologists are having a field day with how I'm talking right now. But at the same time, you get it, you know? A lot of the comments reflect this, here, let me just pull it up, actually. Wrong video. That's pissed on my, come on. Of course I get an ad before that. An excellent, 2 million likes now. Holy shit. That's a lot. Okay, let's see here. Big fan of whatever the hell this is. I feel like I just got my blanket tucked in. Did you just gently parent me? There it is. Gentle parenting, I guess is the term. And the crowd is being emotionally healed. Oh, that's what it is. Emotional healing. I don't know why. You know, it just sounds like loving parents. Everything is so scary right now. Sometimes we just need an axolotl song to soothe the nerves. And then Microsoft Edge comes in and says, why isn't this on the news? Thanks, Mom and Dad. I'm ready for bed now. Aw. You better be back tomorrow. Why is this so addictive? I don't know. Did you just kiss me on the forehead? This healed something inside of me. See, that's the thing. This healed something inside of me is, I think, the growing sentiment with all the comments. Somebody said they started crying. Aw. Me too. A lot of people are saying that. My bipolar disorder is shaking. I don't know why I feel this way. It's like I've been gently... There it is. This is so soft and gentle. I feel 1,000 times better. Bro is repairing an entire generation. One animal figurine at a time. Do y'all do weddings? Yes, but only tiny ones. Oh, that's adorable. This is the one. Did you just do what my parents didn't? That's sad, dude. Like, how many of us are fucked up from our parenthood? Like, for my parents, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry to everyone, you know? Like, there's such a growing amount of people on TikTok that were clearly not, you know, like, given that loving parentals, like, growing up during the most vital time of their life. And it's sad. It's really sad because a lot of people will latch on to things like this. And here's the thing, okay? I'm not going to say I'm innocent of this. I have had, you know, experiences myself where for some reason I'm like really attached to something, and it's because it's like, it's parental, you know what I mean? Like, I guess it's the term. Gentle parenting, I've never heard it put into words. That's the term. Gentle parenting. I don't know what that is. I've always had fucking, never mind. I'm not going to get into it too much in the podcast. I'd feel bad if I did. You know what I mean? I don't know, man. Mexican parents hit different. They hit hard. That's fucked up. I'm sorry. I'm not just saying that because I'm Mexican. I'm saying that because a lot of people growing up around where I'm at, they had the same type of parenting. You know what I mean? Like they're too busy to give you attention, or, you know, they're always at work. And when you get home, it's like, hey, Mom, hey, Dad. And it's like, that's it. This is so sad. You know, like I'm looking into it more, and I'm just realizing that it's just a song. Like, it's just a little lullaby. You know, it's a cute little song. And everyone in the comments, fuck, myself included, are suddenly hooked onto it because it sounds like loving parents tucking you into sleep at night. It's not. It's just a couple singing with little toys. And yet, I've watched it a few times. And I'm just like, why is this so addictive? Well, that's the point. The point is that it's addictive because it's just comforting. And kind of sad. Kind of sad. I say kind of, but in reality, it's like, it's tragic. You know what I mean? It's a tragedy. By the way, I just learned the other day what an astrolabe is. Astrolabe? Astrolabe. What the hell is it? Something like that. Anyway, the amount of stuff that I've been watching on YouTube has been going backwards, if that makes any sense, you know? Because all I see on YouTube is a bunch of, like, clickbait thumbnails, oversaturations, the big O face. Like, people used to fucking hate on that shit, and now it's just widely accepted. And the sad part is, I'm still a genuine hater of that. You know, it's the whole, oh my god, guys, today I put my mom in the microwave. You know, shit like that. I sound like Morgs. I think it's funny. I think he finally gave up. Good. It was annoying. It was getting annoying. But, you know, it's like rattling keys in front of a child, you know? It'll get their attention. Ooh, there you go. Anyway, the thing that I have been watching on YouTube is How It's Made. And I learned about this calissons. These French candies that look absolutely stunning. However, I was mentioning my childhood earlier for a reason. When I was a child, these calissons, I don't remember where we got them from, but I know my mom got some as a gift in some way, shape, or form. I forget where she was at, right? But I know I was, back in the old town. She came home. She's like, I don't know about these candies. I'm not a big fan of them. And they looked like they had an almond shape and a hard shell on top, and the bottom was soft. And I ate it, and I just thought, oh my God, this is the best thing I've ever eaten. Thing is, I did not know what they were called. I thought it was a dream. For years, I didn't know if it was actually a real thing or not. And now that I look, I realize I just didn't know where to look, you know? There are so many candies of the French variety that I've had that are absolutely stunning. But I don't know where to get them. And I'm almost positive that, you know, they just ordered them online and they got here. And I'm scared to order these online because I found them on Amazon, you know? That's the beauty of the modern world. Nothing is left to chance, you know? Everything's a click away. This, on the other hand, does seem to be up to chance because a lot of the reviews are split directly in the middle. One of them is saying it's the best candy I've ever had, it's absolutely delicious, and another saying I must have gotten a stale batch. You have to check the batch that you're getting. And the sad part is sometimes you'll wait for weeks and you'll get a bad batch. You know, I don't want a bad batch. I want to relive my childhood, at least that one specific part of it, you know what I mean? What are they called? Calissons, right? It has to be that. If anyone knows like a chocolatier nearby in California, that'd be nice. Calisson, Calisson. They look like almonds. Like almonds made of chocolate. Chocolate? No, they're made of pastry. I don't know, man. It's weird. Look, anyway, they're French, aren't they? They are... Where are they? Oh my God, where are they from? Holy shit. With candied melons and orange... French! Yeah, they're French. Why did that take so long to discover? You know what's funny about England is that they do not have good food, but all of the best restaurants are in England, and it's all French food? Name me one restaurant that's English that has made it with a Michelin star at all. You can't. Hey, I need to bring up something, and it's just because... Wow, my nose. Ow. I do not feel good. I need to bring up something because I'm just starting to realize now that most Americans and British people have this one fight that's been going on for years. But it doesn't have to be a fight. It's a misunderstanding. And I'm trying to bring some understanding into the situation. Seasoning. Okay? Seasoning. Spices. They are different things. Okay? A lot of British people or a lot of people from, you know, across the pond, when you tell them how do you season your food, it's always going to be salt and pepper. You know why? Because that's what seasoning is. Salt and pepper are seasonings. What we mean in the United States by seasoning, they would call spices. It's very different, okay? You should add spices to your food is basically what you should be saying, you know, like ground cloves, garlic powder, you know, onion powder, paprika, stuff like that. That's spices. We call it seasoning here in the U.S., we mix them in massive batches. If you guys don't know, like, you know, I'm from America, okay? And we have a very spice-heavy palate. And I mean very with capital exclamation points. It's incredibly dense what we eat with spice. In fact, I got some chicken tikka masala in my fridge, and it's not spicy enough. The jambalaya rice that my girlfriend made, absolutely perfect. You know why? Because it's spicy as a motherfucker. It's got a lot of spices. You know, rice is normally white. This stuff is dark brown with meat. So, you know, that's a heavy amount of spices, heavy amount of seasoning. But the thing is, it's still rice. It's just heavily spiced. So, I think that's the thing that we need to understand, too, is that there's also some history behind it, too. I looked into it, and horses on YouTube, that's his channel name. He's not an actual horse. Decided to go into detail because he was actually, before YouTube, he was a chef. And he decided to go in and start talking about the history, right? Because obviously in the UK, they had a lot of stuff like, they had a lot of spices. Spices used to be incredibly expensive, and that's what the allure was. If you were a rich noble, you wanted to spend a lot on your food, right? But once it became easier to access spices, the spice trade became a thing, and everyone had access to spice, it was no longer exclusive to you. So the opposite ended up happening, where salt and pepper was all you needed to bring out the natural flavor of food. That's simple, right? However, people tend to neglect butter. You know, you have to add a lot of butter to your food as well. Salt, pepper, and butter is all you need, really. Having said that, that's all they use. You know, they keep it simple. They know exactly what... why is my voice doing this? They keep it simple. They know what's going on. I do not know what's up with my voice. You guys hear it too, right? It's changing pitch and it's like sounding more raspy. I don't know what that was. Huh. You know, I have insurance. I should go see a doctor. That's the whole debate behind it, right? But what I don't get is why people care. You know, like, there are other stuff going on in the world, you know? I don't give a fuck how you make your food, okay? I would happily try British food, right? Mushy peas actually look good to me. I ate that growing up, you know, when I was a baby. Baby food, yeah, haha, it looks like baby food. Okay, and as an adult, I would eat baby food. I don't give a damn. Have you had mushy peas, like in a can? They're really good. One of my favorite dishes is split pea soup. Do you know what it is? It's just mushy peas, but slightly watery. That's it. That's what it is. I can't find it anymore. I bought 2 cans worth of it from Pea Soup Anderson's, and I'm looking for more. They're absolutely delicious. If done right. Okay? This is for both countries, okay? The UK, you know, Great Britain, whatever, and the United States, you know, the fatherland, whatever. Look at me being fucking biased. Anyway, both of you, listen up. It does not matter what spice you put in a meal if you cannot even cook it. Okay? You have to learn to cook it properly. Also, what's funny is I know some people have taken the ball and run with it. There are some channels I've seen that are from the UK where these people will purposely make food really bad. And it's because they know that Americans think that of them. So they're like, you know what? Let's make it even worse. And there was a woman who boiled beef and then she drained the water and rinsed off the meat and ate it like that with a shit ton of mayonnaise. It was so funny. It looked so sad. She goes, you gotta try this before you judge me. But it was clearly a joke, and Americans fell for it hook, line, and sinker, because Americans are so bad at picking up British humor. UK humor. Across the aisles humor. Look, I'm so sorry I'm generalizing. I really have no idea, okay? I've traveled the entire distance of your country hundreds of times, okay? And I've stayed in the United States because America is just too big. We have literally every race in America, okay? We have all of them. Seriously, you go any part of the world and you'll find them in the U.S. somewhere. I don't even got to go to Cuba. I'll just go to Florida. They're all there. They're all there. Want to go to Mexico? Well, Baja California is right there. That's in Mexico. Fuck. L.A.? Yeah, go to L.A. Seriously, every race is there. Maybe don't go to L.A., actually. Not right now. You know what? Actually, no, the fire's calmed down. That's what I've heard. I have boots on the ground. That reminds me. We got to talk about that. The L.A. fires have been calming down. And the reason I'm mentioning this is because instead of doom and gloom, instead of doom posting, I'm going to tell you some good news for once, okay? You need a fucking smile, all right? You need a fucking smile. Look outside. The sun is still there. You're still alive. Be happy. Be fucking happy. Because a lot of people didn't wake up today. Anyway, now that we got that out of the way, you know, that's forced positivity right there, by the way. It works. Fucking smile. Anyway, the fires have been calming down in L.A. They've been heading more north, and it's further away from houses, okay? My cousin is currently there. Eyewitness, okay? He's been there. He's seen it. He said one of our other cousins lost his job because it was on fire. It was just up in smoke. He was fine. Not without work right now, but, you know, he was fine. Worldly possessions come and go. Okay, I'm going to say that right now. Worldly possessions can come and go, but your life cannot come back. You know what I mean? So, you know, be happy for what you have. It's been a fucked up year. It's been a fucked up start of the year. But we've said that every year for the past few years. And it's not... I don't know, man. Sometimes your perspective has to change. That's all I'm saying. I really want more jambalaya rice. Dude, I'm so hungry right now. I don't know how to explain it, okay? If it's spicy food, I like it. I really wish, like, I know we moved towns right now, I don't know if you guys knew that. When I said I moved houses, I moved towns entirely. I don't know where the hell I could get some good Indian food out here. And I've been looking, man. The nearest one is a hell of a drive away, so I might have to drive for some good food. Anyway, that's going to do it for this episode of the Meatweed Podcast. I will see you guys next week. Socials in the link tree in the description. Be sure to get some Magic Mind link in the description. And I appreciate all of you guys. I'll see you guys next week.